listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Welcome, folks. It's Sunday, August 5th. That's right. Yesterday was the 4th. Before that was the 3rd, 2nd, 1st. That's how it goes. Anyways, August, right?
Really?
Wow. That's 2018. Just moving right along. We'll be in December pretty quick. But, you know, I don't really remember too much about yesterday. Yesterday was a strange little day. Most of the time I end up spending is outside of the house, working on other people's stuff. Don't get a lot of time to sit at home. And, well, we got, we have a little life going on and neighbors in this little area. And I'm going to tell you a little bit about myself, this morning. I live in a metal building out in this place called Fredericksburg, Texas. This metal building is occupied by 8 other renters. They call it an apartment. It's just a long, long building. I've been here for about 5 years, and it's off the side of a highway, and there's a lot of big business, horsey stuff going on around here. And when I talk about big business, I talk about horses, you know, in horsey trailers. And, you know, the horsey trailers costing $250,000 or so, you know, very air-conditioned luxury horsey trailers. You know, they haul these things around and, you know, prance around, walk sideways on their horse, or just try to figure out how to walk on that horse or use the horse or whatever. I really don't know. What I do know is I bump into all these little topics that we talk about on the radio all the time, you know. Right behind my house is a big outdoor horsey stadium. And in the summertime, they fire up the lights and all this, you know, dark skies crap comes into play where they flood the entire area with light. And you're sitting outside going, that hurts my eyes, man. Wish they could turn that down. But as neighbors, you kind of go, well, they're only out for a little bit. Don't worry about it. There isn't really one person to blame for that switch. It just depends who they have renting the place. So the communications is kind of off. But, you know, definitely I go, wow, that was light trespass. I can tell on that, right? You know, but I don't want to go take the hammer on them. Anyways, this year, you know, as we're getting more uppity, they're starting to complain about my son's bicycles that are, you know, on the side of the house and a pile of boards that I got over there and a little bit of metal. I like to have things to build stuff with. So they call the city, not the city, the county, and the county comes out and the county goes, oh my God, that's a health hazard. You know, the owner's like going, really? A health hazard? How's that? Well, it's trapping water and doing this. And he's like, where the hell's the water, man? We're in a drought. And so he's like, these guys are just being unreasonable, Steve. But, you know, let's straighten it up a little bit. And I'm like, okay, I'll restack the boards. Been doing that, done that before. And it's kind of frustrating, right, when you deal with all these things. And we've got rich people, you know, playing in their la-la land. And that's great that they have all this money to put their horses in super carriages and track them around everywhere and have fun, whatever. I'm trying to live here, but we don't live the same lives. They live in a different world. I know that. I really do. But it's about time for me to move out of this little metal building, and I'm going to be working on that. Actually, I'm just going to let it happen. I don't have to work on anything. Something will come up once I fix my intention on moving. That's where we go. But check this out, guys. This is another real funny thing. Chuck Smith was great last week. Loved having him on. You know, thank you, Chuck, again for joining us. But he reminded me, or he reminded all of us, that, look, folks, the world is in a really screwed up place right now. And you are going to be, well, you're responsible for you. And it's about time that we all took a look at our preps, saw what we have, see, you know, find your, what is the word, find your shortcomings, and then keep adding it on, because there's not much more that actually really matters. Here in Fredericksburg, the tip of the hat wasn't just the little neighbors calling the county. You know, no. We've had a lot of little internal problems with bugs and the management here, and now the drought is pushing me out. So dealing with neighbors, bugs in the house, as well as the fact that last week we went through a prepper test, where for about 48 to 72 hours, we were blinking in and out of water during the day, and we had no idea when we were going to get it. Nobody did. All in all, there were 16 households here on this property that nobody knew where they were going to get their water, you know, when they were going to get it. You couldn't flush the toilet. You couldn't. We could. Of course we could. We could flush the toilet. We could take a shower. You know, we could wash our hands. We could drink fresh water. That's because we put it back, you know, and we looked funny to some folks. They go, what do you have all these bottles of water for? Why so much water? So that's not a lot of water, but that's going to get us, you know, when the water goes out, we're going to be able to keep going and recalculate while everybody else. Sure enough, it happened. And the water table got too low. This little complex of, you know, apartments, if they call them that. You know, there's a total of about 16 of them. One big cistern, things stopped filling up. Now the county comes out and goes, yeah, you know, there's been a lot of wells around here. And, well, the wineries are using a lot of the water now for the grapes and, you know, this and that and whatever, and maybe it'll clear up again and no, maybe you should shut it down. They really want to try to just shut the place down, right? You know, put up another winery. Who knows? Maybe they will. I'm out of it. You know, I'm moving, but whatever. But that, you know, it kind of pisses me off, because when you start talking to people, they go, well, water's a basic right. What you doing, boy? No. And water isn't a basic right, necessarily. Alan, you there, right? I can hear you.
I am here. Good morning, Steve.
Alan, when we start talking about water, you know, the owner of this property, he has a well. Right. And it's his responsibility to make good on his contract with us, the renter. Right.
In the sane world. Yes.
Yeah. In a sane world. Right. OK. Well, what about the wineries? They own that land. They have a well. Shouldn't they be able to do with the water they get from their well any whatever they want, right? No? Is there a limit to it?
Well, that's one of those things where it used to be called being good neighbors. You know, you did not, because your grapes need a little bit more so they can get juicier, so they can pull more Tourons in, so they can ride around in vans and get drunk all over the place. Or does it, you know, or is a family, you know, being able to live comfortably more important? Well, I guess that's a matter of perspective, ain't it? You know, they look up on you as a useless eater until me punch button on computer and computer no work, fix me for it.
Yeah.
And then you're someone special.
Yeah, that's true. I'm curious as to the dialogue between, you know, the landowners, right? I'm not a landowner. I don't really have a big dialogue, and I actually know the owner of this property, and he's not a big dialoguer. He's more of a steamer. So I don't feel very much hope. But there's other people that are around here, Alan. I forget what they are. They're called the Underground Water Conservatory District people. You heard about them?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, they've got some power, and they're their own little power structure, and those people enjoy that position. It's a bureaucracy.
Yeah. Hang on there. Hey, Doc, are you there?
I sure am. Good morning, everybody.
Yeah, I got to do some station keeping out here at home. Why don't you guys carry on for a couple minutes?
All right. Well, hey, Alan, you can help me with this.
Come here.
I've done some serious research, and I have found, and it is sad to say, that we have collusion with Russia. And it is at the very, very top. I have now come to know, and it seems to be common knowledge that everybody has not talked about, is that we have paid the Russians millions and millions of dollars for this collusion. And it has a code name. It is called the space station. And we're paying them millions and millions of dollars so we can get a taxi ride to the space station. And guess what? We're living with Russians up there. Oh, my God. What if people find out? Have you heard of this?
Conspiracy, Doc. It sounds like a conspiracy. There's got to be at least two people who could be involved in this, right?
It is amazing. We are paying them millions. They said the Obama administration decided NASA was not a good group of guys because they didn't vote for him. So we shut it down, and we take millions and millions of dollars during the Obama administration to pay the Russians for a taxi ride to a space station that Russians and Americans are living together and a few other people at times. Oh, my God, collusion. And at the highest level possible. I'm shocked.
You're dastardly villains, but can you give us a taxi ride?
Sure, man. Yeah. That sounds good. Yeah, that's kind of crazy. Never thought about that, Doc.
Well, it's embarrassing that we have such silliness here at Earth level, and then everybody that was part of that Obama administration who did their best to destroy NASA is paying millions for a taxi ride so we can go live with them on a space station and then act like that kind of collusion can't be talked
about. You control
about.
The streams of information, Doc. You can stand up in front of the whole nation, wave your arm in front of your face, and say, these are not the droids you're looking for. Move along now.
How'd we get to NASA so quick? You know, we sit there and, man, you know, I wish the Obama administration had succeeded in, if they that was their intent, to get rid of NASA. A liar needs to be gotten rid of, even if they're lying for my own good or for my own, all these photographs have been faked just to, you know, for what? For propaganda purposes? To give you better funding? You know, well, screw them. Let them go. You know, but besides, again, Doc, you know, are they really circling around in a tin can, or is there something bigger than that?
Well, I don't know. I can't afford to pay billions for that taxi ride, but I just think it very humorous that we hear all this silliness about collusion, and at the same time, as Alan said, we're such good friends with them that we live on the space station together, and we pay. I mean, the silliness is, if you wanted to get rid of NASA, then you should have not been paying people to go up to a space station, because you said, I don't want that. But evidently, they talk out of both sides of their mouth. One side said, evil, bad Russians, and the other side said, here's our $1 million for the taxi ride, and let's go live together.
Yeah, I don't know. They're absolutely, you know, they're nuts. Yesterday, I was listening to the alternate media, Farron's show, and Art called in, right? And Art was, I just got to the chat room, and Art's in there asking, water is a basic right? Question mark? No, it's not a basic right. It's a thing, at least in my eyes. You can have your own opinion too, Art. But I was just thinking, man, you know, you were that chick, you know, the racist over at the Wall Street Journal. She was one of the highlights of my week, man, watching that chick go off. I don't know. Did you ever bump into that, this Sarah Young chick? A doc? I'm sorry. I was going directly for you.
Yeah, I saw a little bit about that. And you know, there's more and more crawling out of the woodwork here lately. Anthony Nixon wants the country to go socialist. And it's so funny because all these really rich stars in a truly socialist environment wouldn't have what they've got, and they wouldn't be important enough for anybody to even print what they say. So I think they need to study history a little bit.
Well, I'm not even going that direction. I like the actual openness of this chick, that she openly hates white people and white males especially, right? This is a very big stand, and it's really refreshing that they don't hide their opinion. You know, they're allowed their opinion. And Sarah Young, you know, the New York Times editor, she can hate all she wants. She can say, kill all white people, you know, and then, but they come back in hundreds and hundreds of posts of her saying this. She goes, well, it was all a joke. And you're like, no, you know, I kind of don't think so. You say that all over the place, girl, you know, but if she would just stand on what she thinks, well, you know, she hates white people and old white people and young white people, and, you know, you got to kill more men. I mean, it's kind of, wow, I've never, but they still won't believe that she's a racist. So we need more Sarahs out there to sit there and say how they hate white people, because, you know, they do. There's a lot of white people that hate white people. I remember that white college professor, was it last year, Doc? He got fired for saying that he hated white people. Do you remember that one?
Yeah, but you know what? I think when people like him do that, they're just saying what they think is going to make the kids think they're cool that are wanting all this crazy socialist stuff. And so they do it to try to fit in, and they really don't believe that down deep. And I think with her, she really believed that it wasn't a joke, and it only became a joke when it got so much popularity. But if she would have been a white person saying that about black or Hispanics, oh my God, they'd have burned the building down.
What do you think, Alan? None? No comment?
It's just more of the inanity. I mean, you know, we talk about it. But, you know, I mean, she could be going out and actually killing white people, and still she wouldn't be a racist and she wouldn't be a murderer because she's black. Black people can't kill white people. That's just not, you know, she's not really killing them. She's, you know, just the insanity of it. You know, just the control of the information and being able to, especially the control of our school systems. I mean, Charlotte Itterby laid the whole damn thing out as plain as can be, documented everything, and people will still not believe what's actually going on in the schools. And that is the root cause of it. Every dictator on this planet has said, let me have the school systems, and in two generations, I can do whatever I want to do.
And now they've got it. The reason I kind of brought that up was because, well, Art was kind of worked up yesterday about that. And I guess I was too at first, you know, and then it just went, well, okay, I've seen that before. But I got this one thing, Art. You know, I was driving down the road and I saw this bumper sticker, and it did, and I go, what the heck is that? And it said Beto. And I go, isn't that some guy running for the running for governor or something like that? And then I saw another car pull up next to him. It said Beto on it, B-E-T-O. And I'm all, sure the hell must be, right? Now, who the heck is this Beto guy? And then I turned on the radio, and they just happened to be talking about him. I'm going, oh, okay. And, well, basically he's running for the Senate. And, well, here, let's just go to his page real quick. And then let's figure out, I'll give you a couple sentences. We'll pick one of these things. Well, hang on, folks. I guess we'll pick it when I get back. We're talking about morning stuff. Republic of Texas Radio. Pay attention, it's like you said, it's in my head.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Back, Republic of Texas Radio short segment coming up. I was just talking a little bit about, triggers again. You know, sometimes you drive through life or walk through life and you see something that kind of sets you off and you wonder what. So I saw a sticker, it said Beto. And yeah, Texas is a Republican place. Yeah, Ted Cruz is an asshole. Did I say that on the radio? I guess so. I don't know if I can say that. Well, I'm sorry, guys. I didn't mean to be swearing. But he is. I don't like him. Don't want him elected. But man, this guy Beto, right? It's just like voting another Obama-aged critter in there with the same rhetoric. You know, I'm over at his website right now. I'll go ahead and I'm going to drop this link in for consumption. Anyways, by the way, if you want to join the chat room, you can. Feel free. It's over at republicoftexas.chattango.com. And you'll be able to, play this cute little game. It's called Beto, right? And so he has this little index here, and he allows us to pick what his stances are on stuff. So we could play a game called Find the Weenie, right, and see if he is a weenie. And you just pick one of the categories. Energy is one. Equality is another. Government accountability. Anybody have a pick? Healthcare, we can see a weenie in there, right? I want to go down to one that really proves the super weenie, which would probably be higher education. Yeah, probably going to be government accountability, equality. There's a weenie indicator. There we go. Okay, equality. All Americans must be treated equal under the law. Hey, that's great, right? I like that. That's a good opener. Steps we can take to achieve the goal include supporting measures like Equality Act. Proposed legislation would provide non-discrimination protections for the LGBTQIA Americans. It's like, dude, found him. Weenie alert. It's definitely, I don't know. And Alan, I'm bringing this up because these stickers are going to be, they're going to be around here, right? We're in Fredericksburg, right? There's more Democrats here than a lot of the state. And it's going to be one of those times of restraint again, or not, when you see somebody getting out of the car with an offensive sticker like this Beddoes sticker, and they're basically saying things like, well, you guys all suck, and we're better than you. We know more than you. You know, I don't know.
That hurts my feelings. You scared me.
Well, they hurt my feelings, right? They want to take my money and give it to this Beddoes thing, right? Okay, let's go to women's justice.
Now, is this guy's name, Steve, this guy's name, is this spelled B-E-D-O or P-E-D-O?
Damn close, right? Maybe he's a transition from B-E-T-O to P-E-T-O, but I don't know that, right? But whatever. But in women's, so you go down to women's health, and of course, he's a pro-lifer, right? He supports, funding Planned Parenthood. He supports harvesting body parts from, the babies. He's on that side. And then people would put this dang stuff on their car and drive around with it. And it is that like a Donald Trump sticker to them? We're all triggering each other and stuff? I don't know. It's frustrating.
So they can drive around basically being proud that your unborn fetuses are making me a great life, but you can't do anything. Yeah, it's just gone nuts. It's been nuts for a while, but it's getting worse.
Yeah, and I don't know. It's more, increased funding for school loans, broaden education, whatever, dude.
For school loans, they can get trapped into a slave system for the rest of their lives.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Economy, it's probably going to be more taxes on businesses, and energy, of course. Of course, they want to go back into the global warming scare thing. They want to rejoin that and go, yeah, we're all dying. Where's a tree? Let's hug it. Damn it. Where's that tree? Republic of Texas Radio. We'll be right back. I think things are going to be okay.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Okay, we're back. Long segment coming up, Republic of Texas Radio. Hey, man, I guess I was just covering a little bit of basis on where I was last week, you know, in my headspace, and, you know, about this Sarah Jung thing, you know, where, you know, we've all dealt with openly racist people not our life, you know, out on the internet or out on the radio or out on the TV, but they can't be racist because they are not white. So it's different. It's a sticky wicket, and people don't like talking about it. But, you know, horse is a horse, right? Whatever. Even the thing, the difference between the left and the right. You know, here I am talking about this guy named Beto, who's basically another Obama clone, right? Except this one's white. And so he's, you know, wanting to get in and take Ted Cruz's seat. And I'm going, okay. And he's a globalist. And now I just was told by Farron that globalist actually means that it's an anti-Semitic term because some damn thing. So I'm going like, damn. So I don't support Ted Cruz. I don't support this Beto guy. You know, what are you supposed to do, Doc? You know, I don't, clown one, clown two, don't like either one of them.
Well, it's kind of sad because here in Texas, we've been hearing about these elections and all they're talking about is the campaign funding. Nobody's really talking about any issues. It's just how much money the candidates are spending and who's backing who, because it's so corrupt, it's unbelievable. So I really think it's funny that there's this big push for illegal immigrants to vote when everybody knows the voting's pretty much already fixed anyway. You don't need them.
Yeah, well, yeah, I guess, I don't know if the votes are all fixed. Some of them are. And I just really don't have a big knowing on that. You know, I do remember when Trump got elected. I remember what it looked like for that election process. Never seen that before. I'd never seen people, you know, streaming out of the courtroom, just like, all the way down to the sidewalk. You know, don't think I'll ever see that again. You know, but then that was just the angst, the fed upness, the 8 years of Obama oppression. And no to Hillary. And they all went over there and they didn't like Trump. Some of them did, but most of them didn't like Hillary. And now he's in office. They're kind of like going, well, he's kind of done something, right? Well, kind of did something. Kind of got us out of the Paris Climate Accords to an extent until he gets back in when he gets his good deal. You know, TPP. He got us out of the TPP until he puts us back into the TPP, you know, after he gets 4 years. I mean, you know, he's not our savior. You know, we're far gone as a country. You know, I don't know what will save us. I guess I'm kind of with Chuck on that, right? Focus on preps right now and where you're going and focus on you. Do I focus a lot on doing? No, I won't focus on getting Ted Cruz elected so Beto don't go in. That game has already been decided. Maybe that's why I have a hard time saying it, Alan. You know, it's just like, so I'm not in control of who gets in the Congress or the Senate, period. You know, it's
a long time.
Oh, God. Robin in Illinois. Rob, are you there?
Hey, fellas. No, you're right. He's not our savior, and it's very confusing what the man is doing, what they're all doing. You know, is it the same old? Have we been rope-a-dope and dupe again? It's hard to tell. It's very hard to tell. They've had this uniparty system going on for so long, you know, and all they've been doing is paddling back and forth from Republican to Democrat. They've just been passing power back and forth, but basically going towards the same goal, like our marriage. So all this stuff that seems, you know, doesn't get into Paris Climate Accord. Yes, he pulls out of that, but his daughter really wanted it, didn't she? He pulls out of TPP. Well, thank goodness for that, because that thing is, you know, the global order and all. You know, people need to really do a report. Maybe you guys can task this one day to really go through what the TPP really is. I can't find anybody to put that on air, because that really needs to be explained, what that whole thing was about. That was really a monster. And Hillary Clinton put a lot of effort into the Clintons and all their mafia and all their global associates put a lot of effort into that. And the fact that he pulled out of it, maybe it wasn't quite ready. Maybe that might be the only reason he pulled out of it for now. Who knows? I heard some rumor that he was actually looking at it again. So we'll wonder on that.
He's going to renegotiate.
Go ahead.
From what I understand, it's just going to be renegotiated. So there's better terms for who? The real power people? It's not, sure as hell not for the American people.
Well, you'll probably have talking points to make it that direction. You know, but from what I've seen on the Trump, you know, he negotiates the same way. First he threatens and demeans you, right? He goes, screw you. Then he's your friend, and then he's got a deal, right? Oh, okay, that seemed to happen, right? You know, he did his Korea thing. He's starting his, you know, Iran thing. Everybody's all, war with Iran? No, see, Trump wants to make a deal with them. That's why he calls them all sorts of names. Then they talk. Then they come up with a deal. Then he's the hero. They're happy. You know, we're all going, yeah, see, Donald Trump just took down the Iranians this time. And, you know, and it's silly, right? You know, why are we worried about the Iranians, right? It's like, dude, you guys got your culture. You do your thing. That's fine. Let's trade. Let's do whatever. They're not a militaristic force. Well, they do have a military. Got that, right? And they have to defend themselves from well, Israel. And Israel is the big problem, and nobody wants to address that. And Trump definitely doesn't want to address that. Nobody does. And so makes it all futile, because when I say Israel is the big threat, well, people look at me and go, you're anti-Semitic. And what the hell does that word mean? You know, and we know what it means, right? And I don't want to be going down that route. But, you know, I was trying to find that article that Farron was talking about yesterday on his show, with that said that by saying globalist, you really are being anti-Semitic. So I went over to the Jerusalem Post, and they have a damn freaking tab that you click on for anti-Semitic news. What? You know, you guys are such victims, right? They bury themselves. Well, whatever. Sorry. Sorry, Rob. I'm kind of frustrated this morning.
I hear you, Steve. It's all cool. You know, it does seem with this Trump and all this stuff, it does seem like a scripted World Wrestling Federation thing, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And of course, he did make his appearance at the World Wrestling Federation, didn't he?
Every time I see a politician, I don't know why more people don't look at it this way. When I see a politician, I imagine someone's arm coming out of their butt and someone's hands up there working their mouth, because it's not them doing it. Everyone says, oh, well, Obama did this, Obama did that, Trump's doing this, Trump's doing that. They don't do squat, people. They get their orders. If they actually do anything, they are not there. Nothing, especially at this level of politics, happens by accident.
This is true. This is true. You know how that... I listen to Alex Jones. I know people cringe, but I monitor that stuff like many others do to see which way he's trying to persuade people. So, you know, puts out some truth, you know, some things that are positive, and then he tries his little disinformation and whatever. We're not sure who he's working for. But nonetheless, when he keeps saying globalist. Well, every time he says globalist, I think, you know, use. And so one day, a couple weeks ago, whatnot, he turns around and he says, yeah, now they're saying that saying globalist is anti-Semitic. So basically they've identified themselves as globalists because they are international. They have no loyalty to any country they're in. They're in every country that we can basically think of, but they're there. They have no loyalty to those countries. The only loyalty they have is to themselves in Israel at that. And they have to be in these other countries to do the parasitic nature that they do, because if it was just a country, if it was just a world of Jews, they'd have no one. They'd be fighting each other. You know what I mean? That's how all that.
Yeah, you know, well, it's easy. Anyway, when I heard that,
you know, I don't want to go down this whole route. But this whole, you got to remember, racist is a made up word. Anti-Semitic is a made up word. To be an anti-Semite, there has to be Semites. Okay, we're talking about Khazarians here. The Palestinians are more Hebrew blood in them than the actual people that were calling themselves Jews today. So, as far as Iran goes, you know, that's the belly of the beast of they're covering the belly of Russia there. So Russia has a whole lot of interest in that, and we don't want to go against Persia because that's what Iran is. It is originally Persia. What does Iran mean? It means Aryan. It means Aryan, and they're proud peoples, and they are the original Persians. They are closer to white than anybody can actually imagine. We don't think about that because they have a Muslim nation there. They're mostly Shiite. That are the better people of the Muslims than the Wahhabis, who are the Saudi Arabians, who are great friends who we supply with weapons, and then they go ahead and attack peoples like Yemen to try and steal their oil and suppress them. You know, but when it comes down to Iranians, I got not, they haven't attacked anybody in longer than this country's been in process here. 275 years they have not aggressively gone into another nation to try and do anything. 275 years, unlike the United States, England, Israel, you know, these top powers of the world. Go ahead.
Who stirred that whole Middle East up? That was the British. They're the ones who went in there and cut it up and intertwined the tribal boundaries and everything that had been there for centuries and eons. And you know, so yeah, it's us and other people meddling in other people's affairs that shouldn't be their concern in the first place.
And they won't let us just let it all fall. I'd like to let it all drop. Right, just okay, we got to back off. I don't care how much you guys want to help, you just got to back off and let them find a stabilizing point. You know, we're such an interventionist country. You know, there we go, I'm putting we. The corporate United States is a very interventionist country. And they really, the people, do they care? Because it doesn't. It seems like they're told what they need to care about. You know, they one day they wake up and they go, I'm really worried about Iran. It's like, well, why? What happened? Did some Iranian throw something in your back? No. You listened to something. Hold on. What were you listening to, little kid?
Think about this, Steve. Has the American people, the real Americans, since the founding of this country, this nation, coming in as a colonialist and breaking away from Britain, has the United States and real Americans ever decided to go to war with another nation as a people? Have we ever voted as a people to go after into another nation to fight another war? Absolutely not. It's always been from the federal government level. We didn't want to go into world. We didn't want no civil war, but of course there was the federal government, the northern federal government, going in and illegally attacking the south. That was no civil war. That was a foreign invasion. Okay, they used foreign troops, foreign mercenaries. The Rothschilds were involved. The whole thing was contrived. It's not a civil war. No, there was no more civil war than what's been going on in Syria. That's not a civil war either. That was a foreign invasion. Second, do we want to go into World War One? Absolutely not. But they dragged us into it with their little deals and the Palestinians and Israel and the Jews and you name it. They dragged us into that. We were so discouraged from that. Heck and high water. We weren't going into World War Two. We were so still discouraged from World War One. But what did they have to do? They had a false flag. It took them over a year to create the false flag of getting the Japanese to come and try and attack us, only after we sanctioned them and barricaded them to starve them from oil and all their supply lines.
Let's hold it right there. You know, because that one point, Rob, you know, 9/11 was a big false flag. But I see that the false flag of World War II is even harder for people to get their head. They can get their heads around 9/11, but just the basic facts that you just went over, the blockades, they forced their hands. They pulled the carriers out of Pearl Harbor. They had advance notice that they were going to be attacked. They knew everything. Yet there's a whole generation that was a memory that they had, that they were given. The propaganda was very high back then, Rob. I wasn't there. But I've seen all this, you can do it, and all their signs. Well, they ran around, you know, grabbing farmers' equipment, melting it down to make tanks. I went back to try to figure out steam engines. And then I heard the story of steam engines. Well, all the steam engines that were creating energy that were used on the farms and everything like that, they were taken away and melted down and used for tanks because they were reclaiming all this metal and everything, and it's for the good of America. But people can't get their head around that World War II one. And, and then you go forward, and you can do the Gulf Tonkin, right? You know, I don't know, this Korean War.
The anniversary for that was just yesterday, I believe, wasn't it?
I think so.
And that was all created by the Israelis. They came out using the New York Times, their propaganda tool, and the Israeli newspapers creating that false false flag of the Gulf of Tonkin dragging us into Vietnam for what? Drugs. Drugs. Drugs.
Really?
Yeah, you know, right? you read Carol Quigley's Tragedy and Hope, you know, and about the first three quarters of the book is real dry. I mean, he goes through every little squabble and everything that there ever was over in Europe. And if you actually sit and study what went on, it's basically the elite, the royals, if you whatever you want to call them, the powers that be, just having squabbles amongst themselves and using the people that happen to be in the areas that they control as their pawns in a chess match. You know, and whoever wins, it's like, okay, I'll exile myself, but I'm coming back, you know, I'll get you, you know. Or, you know, like trading places, okay, here's your dollar. You know, we ruined people's lives, here's your dollar, you won.
Well, it seems like a game,
right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It all seems like a game, you know, it really does.
Well, we're referring to your point.
And it's not the people that actually do it, it's the powers that be, the elite that we always allow, that are never wiped off the planet, they're always like exiled or banished, you know, instead of just killing them and getting rid of a problem. But, you know, and this has been allowed to persist, and they just play games over the centuries.
I don't know if that's I had a do. Point,
and if anyone who wants to talk civil war, people keep on trying to incite the civil war narrative. The civil war is between them. The civil war is between them, okay? It's not between us, the people. We're looking at each other. Look, I'm in Chicagoland. I have every race, culture, religion around me. We hold doors open for each other. We look at each other. We go by. We wave. We, you know,
Hang on,
most
Rob.
Of us are.
That's the music. Well, let's hold you over. We'll be right back. Republic of Texas Radio.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Hey, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefits. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. So here we fight.
All right. We're back. Republic of Texas Radio. Robin, Illinois, is on the line. We're talking a little bit about, well, people being nice to each other, people's delusions, all sorts of stuff. Where do you want to go there, Rob?
Well, before we jump back into this, I just want to remind everybody you listen to Republic Broadcasting Network at republicbroadcasting.org. Despite the commercial broadcast you just heard, we are largely listener-supported, so if you go to our homepage and maybe click in there and get a donation, or there's a mailing address if you want to send in a check or money order, that'll help too. John Stettmiller has been hard at work trying to keep the truth going out there and fill your life with some truth that you're not going to hear anywhere else, such as the mainstream media, alternatively known as mudstream media. So back to what I was saying, I was basically making the point that pretty much here in the ground level here with us regular population, whether it be real Americans and even, you know, a lot of these illegals, we're all pretty much civil to each other. We're cordial. You know, there is no civil war going here. In order to find trouble, you have to be looking for trouble. You'd have to be in a bad neighborhood, even doing nefarious things, you know. So the whole civil war is inside this power structure that's between the aristocrats, these people that got the money, their magic money machine, their Babylonian magic, making all this money, and they got the you know, creating all this fake money, buying all the media, buying all the land, buying up all the companies, and they're at a battle between each other, and it's a power struggle. So I look at it the James Bond theory. You think James Bond is all a big myth and it's just a movie, it's just a script? No, it's a real deal. There's a quest to rule the world. And who's behind it? Well, there's several people behind it. There's core structures, but it takes a lot of them. It's not just one race, one group, one religion, quote-unquote religion. It is, they need associates, so they bring people in from others, you know, whether they claim to be Christians or whatnot.
They find their fellow sociopathic psychopaths. Most of the people on this planet would get along just fine if the damn government structures and these people would stay the hell out of our affairs and say that they represent us.
That is very true.
Amen. Amen. You know, I think that's, you know, I don't think I had a real point to my rant about World War II false flag, you know, but I just get frustrated at that one, Rob, because there's a lot of people that won't see that, and they consider themselves part of the greatest generation ever. And you go, what? You stop the
and
Nazis,
you know, these were men and women that went into something, and they did. They were fighting for survival. They were fighting for something that they were lied to about. It's not their faults. They were the greatest generation because they went through, they endured some heavy stuff, man, you know. But it's unfortunate it all turns out they were doing it over a lie, you know. And regarding the Pearl Harbor and whatnot, you know what? I only personally learned about this in the last year and a half thanks to, what's his name, Rick Adams' show, when he had people coming on there that talked about this. I only learned about it the last year and a half. I didn't learn about this in grade school, high school, and I was great in history, but they were teaching me lies. Okay, it's only been because of independent media such as RBN and others that I've learned this stuff.
You know, we never heard about Smedley Butler, did we? Smedley Butler, the poster boy for what the hell is going on. Never heard of him in history, did we?
Mm-mm. No, I've had people outside, you know, the alternate media talk about him. Hey, Rob, thanks for your call. You know, you made great points. And yes, support Republic Broadcasting. Very important. RepublicBroadcasting.org. We'll be right back. We got Art Off the Grid, Mike Kentucky coming up. Your calls, too.
Make sure that the brothers and sisters were clothed and fed. Praise the Mother Earth and the Father Sky. Paid attention to each little blessing in this life. Had a more intimate connection with the spirit world. Learned as a community and equally taught every boy and girl.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.